HB 11 went into effect a few months ago. It creates a felony charge for immigrant shelters and landlords who rent to undocumented individuals. The nonprofit Raisis oversees a shelter that provides residential services to women and children, no matter their immigration status. Executive Director Jonathan Ryan says in order to keep operating,
I must have an assurance that my operations are legal and that I do not have to live under a day-in and day-out threat that I could be arrested on my way to work.
Ryan and several landlords are suing Governor Abbott and the state, hoping to strike down the statute. They're represented by MALDEF, a Latino civil rights group. Chief counsel for the case, Nina Perales, says Texas already has a smuggling statute, and HB 11 oversteps federal ruling.
We already have a legal framework that allows Texas and DPS and local prosecutors to protect everybody who lives here. This is simply an additional punitive measure that we believe was intended to intimidate those who work directly with immigrants.
Perales says the threat of enforcement of the statute is real and present. She says violators could face 2 to 5 years in prison or more and face a fine. Virginia Elvino, Texas Public Radio News.